Toto, very apt. Thank you for the song suggestions. BBC Radio Nottingham. Big weekend coming up. Not just the Robin Hood half marathon on Sunday, we mentioned that earlier on, but new voices auditions held tomorrow from 9 o'clock at Metronome on Huntingdon Street in the city centre. And you could end up being a brand new radio presenter if you go along and if you are successful. Now, if you're thinking, not sure if I'm confident enough to take part, my next guest will be able to help you along with this, amongst many other things. Martina is here, and she is a confidence coach. She's got offices in West Bridgeford and Newark as well, and she is going to... I feel like I'm going into a zen kind of condition already. Good to see you, Martina. Thank you.
And lovely to meet you as well.
So people might be getting themselves geared up and thinking, all right, I've got 60 seconds to tell my story, but they're aware that they've got to do this in front of four judges.
Yep.
And I know these four people are all lovely, lovely individuals, but it's quite a hard thing, isn't it?
Absolutely. You're putting yourself out there and you're being judged. And that creates feelings of embarrassment, worry, anxiety, and people don't like that. I mean, public speaking is probably up there with the highest terrors that people have. So preparing yourself for tomorrow is going to be really important. So those people today need to be practicing and preparing their pitches. And so they, you know, they know what they're doing rather than going in there and just doing it on the hoof.
Yes.
You know, you need to do that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's one thing being prepared, and you're right. I think, you know, you obviously need to be prepared. Is there a danger that you could be over-prepared?
Yeah, absolutely. I normally suggest that people have practiced in the days leading up to the competition, but after that, to, like, let's say tonight, they should be there relaxing, trying to have a good night's sleep, switching off, listening to, let's say, a relaxation audio, guided meditation audio, just to switch their mind off. Because, you know, if you're up till midnight, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, fretting about it, you're not going to be in a great state the next day in order to perform in front of lots of people.
Yes.
It's not going to work.
So fingers crossed for a good night's sleep. That could be great. Easier said than done. Come tomorrow morning then, once you're there, you're at Metronome, you're about to go in and tell your story for 60 seconds. How do you try and calm your nerves?
First thing is slow your breathing down. That's the very first thing you need to do. Calm your whole nervous system down. And it's a really simple trick that you do. You breathe in for the count of four slowly, you hold it for three, and then exhale for longer, normally around a count of seven. And if you start to do that, you calm the nervous system down. It's a little trick. So they can be doing that in the minutes before they go up on stage.
So breathe in for three.
Breathe in for four.
Four.
Hold for three. And then exhale for seven.
All right.
Just a nice little simple trick. But ultimately, as long as they exhale for more than they inhale, that will do the job. So they don't have to worry about the precise numbers. Let's make it easy for them.
I'm going to do that myself before I come on air. There will be lots of other people as well, and I'm just wondering the effect that other... You might be doing all of these things, but you're surrounded by lots of other people who will be in various states of nervousness and excitement and everything else. How do you stop their behaviour affecting your confidence?
So it will depend on how long the lead-up is before they actually go and perform. You could easily bring in your own iPad, your own iPod, and start listening to something, you know, to distract you from what others are thinking. That's the really important thing to do, just creating your own space so you're not affected by everybody else. Because if you are watching them, you're instantly going to be comparing yourself to others, and maybe they sound better than me. Can I, you know, compete with them?
Oh, the doubts.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The doubts and the worries, and also second-guessing. It's the same with the judges as well, second guessing what other people are thinking. You don't know what they're thinking about you. Maybe they're worried about what you might be doing in the performance. So concentrate on what you've prepared and forget about the others. They're not important for this purpose at all.
Okay. Now, there might be some people who, as soon as we started talking about this thing we're doing, they might have thought, yes, I'm going to do it. There might be some people who are wavering still, thinking, should I, shouldn't I, is this going to be for me? What would you say to someone who is in that latter category?
Get out of your comfort zone and just do it. So what if it goes horribly wrong? there are other opportunities. Everything is a learning process, okay? So no one gets it right first time. You know, presenters like yourself or anyone on TV or on the radio, they didn't sound like this the first time they went on or the first time they tried something. You have to push yourself out of your comfort zone. If you don't do that, the anxiety gets bigger. So the more you avoid the thing that you're worried about, the bigger your anxiety gets. This is why people, I don't know, speeches at weddings, people dread them because they do them so infrequently, or public speaking where it's not something they would do on a regular basis. But if you have a job where you're public speaking every day, it doesn't bother you in the same way. It's just a totally different situation. So get up. Do it. Doesn't matter if it goes wrong. It's a learning experience. You don't need to be embarrassed or ashamed. You just go and you try again. And the more you do that, the better you get at something. It's practice.
Good mantra. Do you think that you should prepare a script or just have bullet points or memorise it?
Memorising can be great if you're one of those people who's got that fantastic memory. Bullet points is probably the best thing, because if you have a script, it's going to sound really, really sort of dead when you're speaking. I am speaking to you today. You know, it sounds very boring. So yeah. You need to have put your own personality, your own spin on it. So bullet points might be a nice way to do it. But with 60 seconds, you haven't got a lot of time. So, you know, you may have something pre-prepared that you already know, but most people, bullet points is probably what they can get away with.
Okay. Let's talk about your top tips then, shall we? If you can give me, I don't know, could you do a top three?
Okay, top three. So when you're in the room, choose where you're going to focus. Focus at the judge who looks the friendliest. If you can't find one who's looking friendly, go and find a spot on the wall and focus on that instead.
Okay.
So we could get them doing that. Dress the part or act the part. So when they walk in, look at what you want to be. So if you want to be that radio presenter, look like what you expect that radio presenter to be. Stand tall and communicate effectively. And finally, be original. Because if you've got a 60-second pitch, you've got to capture the attention of those four judges. And so you can do that in a slow way. You don't have to speed it up. You don't have to be nervous. But you do have to do something that will make you stand out from the crowd. If you don't do that, you'll just join the masses of other people in that room who are just not noticed.
Great advice, all of it. Martina, thank you for coming in. Martina Mackeo on BBC Radio Nottingham. And if you're thinking, all right, that's me inspired, hopefully this is you inspired now, you've heard the top tips from the expert, get along to Metronome, Huntingdon Street in the city centre from 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. You never know, you might end up being a presenter here on BBC Radio Nottingham. 60 seconds to impress our four judges, and now you know what it takes. Good luck. Here's Mary Wells.